Agent in Berlin by Alex Gurlis. The Wolfpack Series, Book 1. Read by Duncan Galloway.
The Wolf. The wolf is an unusual creature, feared and revered at the same time. Many cultures worship the wolf, seeing it as a benevolent animal bringing good fortune. Some Native American tribes believe the earth to have been created by wolves. Italians cherish the wolf for rescuing Romulus and Remus. In other cultures, the wolf has a more malevolent reputation, feared as a hunter. In medieval times, some Christian cultures saw the wolf as the incarnation of evil. In fairy tales, it is resolutely cast as the big, bad wolf. Norse mythology recognized this paradoxical view of the animal, with tales of the wolf chasing both the sun and the moon. The wolf is a highly social animal, living in packs, which can number in double figures. But the wolf can also operate as a solitary creature, the lone wolf, existing outside the comfort of the pack. Wolf packs operate within their own territory and commonly travel up to 50 miles a day. The wolf would make a perfect spy.
Prologue. Pearl Harbor, Honolulu, December 1941. Tom Miller had never had much time for religion. Thankfully, his parents hadn't been too bothered by it either, and the fact they'd both died by the time he was 20 only confirmed his skepticism about matters of faith. Insofar as this young naval officer led his life by any credo, it was that you should treat other people as you'd like to be treated yourself. And that first weekend in December was a good case in point. The Pacific Fleet had been on high alert for the past couple of weeks at its base in Hawaii, meaning all overnight shore leave had been cancelled. But that Saturday night it was agreed a dozen junior officers from the USS Arizona could have shore leave, and Lieutenant Tom Miller was one of the lucky ones when lots were drawn. One of the unlucky ones was his best friend, Mark Bianchi. The two shared a cramped cabin and were the same age and rank, and both from Philadelphia. Mark was devastated at not having been selected for shore leave. He'd recently met a young nurse called Lucy from the Naval Hospital, and Lucy had managed to arrange for them to have the use of a friend's apartment at Aiea Bay that weekend. Tom decided that if he were in Mark's position, he'd like someone to do the right thing by him. And as nurses came in groups, Lucy was bound to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?